Hi, my name is Denise, and a recorded line is this regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, this is. My name is
Yes.
Ahmad with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Depo Provera claimant on the line. Her name is Katina Green.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'll take it from here.
Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Green. My name
Welcome.
is Denise, again, on a recorded line. And let me pull up the Depo Provera information here. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm a little under the weather.
Oh no, so sorry to hear that. It seems like everyone's sick at the moment. I'm actually
Yes,
feeling
it's
the
a
same
bad
way.
cold. I hope you feel better.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
Thank
I
you.
feel like I'm recovering, so hopefully things keep getting better. And let's see. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have an attorney assisting you with the claim at the moment?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter or signed any documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So we'll put yes, you are willing to affirm that you have not signed anything.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No
Yes.
problem. And then I know it's a long question. 7625242123 is your number, correct?
7625242133.
Perfect.
If you said that. Okay.
Yes. Making sure that we have the correct number on file. And then are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And then we are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. How long
It's
ago was
okay.
that?
That was back in 2007, so I've been cancer free
Oh,
ever since
good.
then.
Good to
Yes.
hear. Wow. Okay. So then, when was the date of diagnosis? You said it was 2007. Was that like?
It was in August.
Okay, let me put August on here. August. And then was that like the 5th, the 15th, the 20th?
Oh no, it was the 7th. I'll never forget that day. But
The seventh.
yes, that was a hard day.
Oh, yeah, it's like no one wants to be told diagnosis like this, but then when you are told, it's just good to know and take action on treatment. So it's better to know than not know. So I'm glad that you're better. So date of diagnosis 8/7 of 2007. And then your date of birth?
11/19/1974.
Okay. 11/19/1974. Okay. And then do you know of any family or friends that we can also assist that have been injured by the Depo Provera?
No, ma'am.
Okay. No problem. And then, did you take the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, I took the Depo Provera shot.
Okay. And did you use the name brand Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of four injections once every 3 months.
Yes.
Excuse me. Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use Depo Provera between 1992 through the present date? And I guess we can answer that question by me asking, when did you start using Depo Provera?
It was back in 2000.
Okay, So you started back in 2000. Was that September, October, November, or summertime?
September. It was in September.
Okay. And then can we put like September 10th, 15th? We do have to put an actual date, as long as it doesn't have to be exact, as long as it's like a guesstimate.
Yeah, it could have been like the 8th or the 9th.
Okay.
Probably the 9th. Not sure.
Okay, no problem. We'll put September 9th of 2000. September 9th of 2000. And then when did you stop using Depo Provera?
Back in 2004.
2004. Okay. So again, we do have to put an actual date. Can we, would it be around September as well?
I think it was in October,
Okay.
but I'm not sure if it was the 14th or the 15th.
No problem. We can put the 15th. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, so 10, 15 of 2004. Alrighty. And then let's see. Meningioma. And then can you please confirm your gender for the recording, Miss Green?
I'm a female,
Okay, and your marital status?
single.
And then let me enter your first name and last name in here. Give me one second.
Okay.
Katina, as in CATINA, correct?
Yes.
And then Green, as in GREEN.
Yes.
Is there a middle initial?
L.
L as in Lima.
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get a social security? This is for the law firm to do an identity verification in order to match your medical records.
Okay, it's 259-238252.
Okay, 259-238252. Thank you. And then I have an email address on here. It is Tina B Green at gmail.com. So the B is BEE. Tina B
Yes.
Green. Okay. And then I have a phone number 762-524-2133.
Yes.
Okay. And is this a cell phone number?
Yes.
And best time of the day to reach you, morning, afternoon, or evening? I do have to pick one.
Afternoons.
Okay. And then would you prefer a phone call, text, or email?
Up for email.
Okay. And then can I get your address, please?
111 Misty Forest Drive, Phoenix
Misty
City.
Forest Drive, Phoenix City. Okay, I did pull it up here. Alabama. Three, six, eight, six, nine.
Yes.
Apartment or unit number?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And then now we are getting to the doctor's information. So this would be the doctor who diagnosed you. Can I get a name for, we can start with first name, last name, and then I can look them up on Google to get the rest of the information if you don't have it.
Dr. J. Strong.
Can you spell the first name, please?
S. His last name, John, John. Last name is Straughn. I always mess his last name up, so I just call him Dr. S.
Oh, Dr. S. So, I got Dr. John and then STER, and then I think I missed the last part.
It's Strauchn.
Oh, got it, got it. Okay, I did pull them up here. Is that in Alabama as well?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Brenningham?
Huh?
It's coming up as Brenningham, Alabama. Is that correct? Gynecologist?
Well, we just say, because it's next, right next to me, I'm sorry.
Okay. Just making sure this is the correct one. The address on file is 619 19th Street South. Does that sound familiar?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Let's see.
Sorry.
Oh, no, no. You do your thing. Because I've been there. I was doing that this weekend. So I know the feeling. And then I'll try to speedy up here. I just want to make sure we don't miss anything. So then the facility name, let's see. Is there a facility name? I'm not seeing it on my end just yet. But I am seeing like North Mississippi Health Services. I don't think that's it. But were you going to like a health center or? That's okay.
Oh, no, it was a bill.
No problem. I'll just put, let's see. Just put gynecologist. Let me get the address here.
Okay.
And then the phone number is coming up as 205-731-9701. I don't expect you to remember, but I'm just letting you know out loud in case you're like, yeah, that's it. But I'll just put that phone number in there, 205-731-9701. And then was there a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then as far as your treating doctor's name, would it be the same person or a different person who treated you?
It's a different person who treated me. I went to the neurologist.
Okay.
Dr. Hammer is Dr. M. Hammer, H-A-M-A-R.
Okay. Dr. Hammer. I did look up Dr. Hammer. Let's see. Dr. Hammer, neurologist, and same, right? That would be in Alabama. Neurologist, Alabama. Okay. Would it be Auburn, Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. Michael, H-A-M-E-R, M-D, neurologist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
Perfect. Let me just copy and paste this information. Phone number. And then address 2375 Champions Boulevard, Auburn, Alabama. Perfect. And then as far as your prescribing doctor, the doctor who was prescribing the Depo Provera, who would that be?
That would be my family doctor. He gave me the first flu shot. His name is Dr. D. Ellis.
Dr. D. Ellis. Okay. In Alabama. Okay.
Yes.
Let me look him up really quickly. Is it Daryl? Alice, MD?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you get better.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're almost done. Let's see.
Yes,
was it...
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. No, I was just talking. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, was it at Jack Houston Memorial Hospital?
Well, or that was the hospital I was getting treated at. I was treated at, but he got a his address is off of River Chase. But yeah, it's the same address. Well, it's like the building. So I'm sorry. Yeah, it's like the hospital that he's connected to the hospital.
Oh, I
sorry
see.
About that.
No problem.
I don't mean to confuse you.
Okay, no problem. Making sure we have everything correct here. And then phone number. Let me look up the phone number really quickly. Here
uh-huh.
it is. Yeah, it does say River Chase when I scrolled a little further down. So we're on the right track here.
Mm-hmm.
And then address. And as far as the pharmacy, they always request pharmacy information. Were you getting any Depo-Provera at a pharmacy at any point? If so, we would need the pharmacy information.
Glenn's Pharmacy.
Glenn's Pharmacy,
yeah.
In Alabama. Okay.
Uh-huh. It's Glenn Pharmacy.
Okay. And that would that be Phoenix City or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Phoenix City.
Got it. I'm gonna look that up. So I did find one. It's Crawford
mm-hmm.
Road. Is that the one?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a quick second here, so I can enter this Glenn's Pharmacy. And then 2413 Crawford, and phone number 334-298-2577. Perfect. So we have all that information.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do have a section for like any medical notes that you would like to include. It's optional. Anything that you would like the law firm to know. If not, no worries.
Okay, no.
No. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes, I can get them.
Okay.
I just gotta go to research.
No problem. I'll put yes. And then should the law firm request for you to obtain them, would you be able to provide them
mm-hmm.
like by electronically, mail, or both?
Probably both.
Okay. All righty. And then we do request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. Ensuring that we can
mm-hmm.
continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact our emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps
mm-hmm.
prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
Apart from me, it'll be my brother.
Okay.
You need his phone number?
Yes, please.
And his name is Robert Green. And
okay.
His number is 678-230-8540.
Okay. Robert Green, 678-230-8540.
Yes.
brother. Okay. And then, do you have an email address that you would like to provide for Robert?
rg.66red, REDDD, I believe, at Gmail.
Okay. So rg.66. And did you say REDDD, three D's?
Yes. I said rg.66.redd@gmail.
Okay, got it. Perfect. And then does he also live in Phoenix City, Alabama?
No, he lives in Columbus.
Columbus.
Georgia.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Columbus, Georgia. Okay. Perfect. So it looks like we are done. Let me just review everything with you once more to make sure that there are no typos. I did forget to check one question here, and I believe we answered that when I asked you usage start date 9/9 of 2000, usage stop date 10/15 of 2004. And the question is, did you use Depo Provera between January 1992 through the present date? So we'll put yes for that question because you did provide me the start date and stop date. And then we'll go through everything one last time, okay? If anything sounds wrong, please stop me so I can correct it immediately, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you would like to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything for a law firm or filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year. Date of diagnosis, 8/7 of 2007. Date of birth, 11/19 of 1974. And you did take the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera. You used Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum, equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months. Usage start date, 9/9 of 2000. Usage stop date, 10/15 of 2004. Does everything sound right so far?
Yes.
Okay. And then first name, C-A-T-I-N-A. Middle initial, L as in Lima. Last name Green, G-R-E-E-N, as in Nancy at the end. And then I have a Social Security 259-238-252. Email tinabgreen@gmail.com. Phone number 762-524-2133. That's a mobile number. And I have an address of 111 Misty Forest Drive, Phoenix City, Alabama. And no unit number or apartment number. And then I have everything else as far as your doctor's information and your emergency contact. So all sounds great.
Yes, for Dr. Sean, what you say he was in? You did say Birmingham, Alabama, right?
Let me look here. Was that the first doctor you gave me, Dr. John Strawn?
Uh-huh.
Yes, came up at 619 19th Street South, Birmingham, Alabama. That's correct.
It's 1700 6th Avenue. He may got two offers, but that's the office I visit.
Oh, I see. Okay. I can include that office in here. So can you give me that information? Is it
1700 6th Avenue South?
Okay.
Birmingham, Alabama, 35249.
Birmingham, Alabama. And what was the zip again?
35249.
35249. Got it. Okay.
But everything else is correct.
Perfect. Let me look up that address really quickly and then copy and paste.
Okay.
So it is 1700 6th Avenue South, And then Brenningham 35294. Perfect. Okay. Thank you for correcting that or clarifying that. Mm-hmm. And then, so I will be submitting this as a DocuSign now, and you should be mm-hmm. receiving it shortly. But give me 1 second. I don't know if, let's see. Okay, here we go. Let's try this again. Okay, so it did go through this time. Please let me know when you do mm-hmm. receive it. And then I will okay. be here if you need any guidance on signing. So it will ask for your signature in some sections and then ask for your initials in another section, as long as you initial where you need to and then sign when you're where you need to.
Okay.
And then again, I'll be right here if you need my help.
Okay, just one moment. I'm getting okay. started now.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Okay, I did it.
Okay, perfect. So let's see. I'll just make sure before we hang up that I received it and that everything looks good. Mm-hmm. And then let's see. Okay, signature, initial, signature. Signature initials. Perfect. Everything looks great. You did a great job, Miss Green. And again, thank you so much for your time and your patience. I hope that you get better as far as your cold. Get some rest, okay? Take some vitamin C and eat some chicken soup.
Thank you. What's the name of your law firm?
Yeah. So I'll be sending you a text message with my information, my direct line. Okay. And then I'll also be sending mm-hmm. you information on the law firm. They will be in touch with you okay. within a week. If for whatever reason you don't okay. hear from them, give them a call and then they'll look up your case and mm-hmm. give you updates on your case. Okay. I'll be sending that to you
thanks.
Now, okay. Ms. Green. Have a wonderful okay. rest of your day. Get better. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.